The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good day, everyone. And welcome to our meditation time together and beginning of the week. And as a very brief overview of this practice of mindfulness of breathing, it begins with a training in attention. And in a sense, attention or awareness sits at the middle of this practice. And that establishing this attention, this mindfulness, then and helping establish it more consistently, more thoroughly, more fully, that awareness is centered on breathing. And breathing stays at the center, attention and breathing. Attention on breathing stays at the center. And as the capacity to stay more in the present moment, more continuously with the breathing, then either intentionally or as a byproduct of that settling of attention, the attention begins to expand and open up to include more. And it includes then the body and the feelings of the body and eventually the mind. And there's a kind of a natural order to it that moves outwards. All along, we're staying with the breathing. We're keeping breathing at the center. It's like having a home base or having a secure place from which to be free, to not get wrapped up in things, caught in things, and to stay with the natural rhythm of breathing where we have to let go constantly and accept a new in-breath and let go of the old out-breath. We're learning to kind of keep the mind, the heart, relaxed, soft, free, as we begin to open up into areas of our life that might be more difficult and where we're more likely to get caught in and entangled in. So the continuity of staying with the breath is a way of having an effective attention to the rest of our minds and the rest of our being. Attention to the body, being centered in the body, makes it easier to be attentive to the mind and so forth. And so this week we'll begin with moving into more closely into aspects of the mind. And so to begin to establish oneself in your place of meditation, really take a few moments to really feel, maybe sway back and forth, rock a little bit, to really feel the contact where your body is supported from the pull of gravity, and to be in that contact in a way that feels supportive and solid. And then to gently close the eyes. And because attention and intention can be closely related, it's helpful at the very beginning to do some intentional breathing, just for a little bit, not the whole time, not really loud or anything, but just a way of beginning to orient oneself to the breathing and beginning to let go of other things. So very gently, maybe let yourself breathe more deeply, maybe three-quarters full. You don't have to fill your lungs entirely. Two-thirds full, three-quarters full. Whatever feels kind of easy for you to do, but to take a fuller breath than usual, but not too much. And then as you exhale, exhale slowly. Not too slowly, but just exhale slowly. So the exhale is longer than the inhale. And as you inhale a little more deeply, fully, let the attention, let that filling of the lungs and also be kind of a filling of attention in different places of your body where there is tension. In the long, slower exhale, let that be a draining of that tension. So letting your attention roam around your body as you breathe in. Filling awareness into places of tension or holding. And relaxing as long exhale. Especially it can be useful to soften the shoulders. In the belly. So the belly hangs out, hangs forward a little bit, forward and maybe down. And also, as you exhale, maybe there can be a global relaxation of the whole body. Continuing with taking an in-breath, which is maybe a little bit more full than usual. Doesn't have to be two-thirds full or three-quarters full, just a little bit more. And with an exhale that's still a little bit more intentionally slow and long. Just a little bit. And then begin to count your exhales. Up to 10. And as you count, 1, 2, the different, for each, one number for each exhale. Maybe you can say that number in the way that you would delightfully and happily say the word yes to something. That tone of voice, softly, quietly, but kind of an uplifting, happy intonation of one, one, two. And if you lose count, no worry, just start over again at one. And doing this counting is a way of beginning to settle the attention down into the experience of breathing. And the counting is a way of giving the thinking mind something to think. So the rest of your thinking can become quieter, can fall away. And then if you'd like, you continue with the counting, but let the breathing be now really natural. Or you can let go of the counting. And as you breathe, feel the whole body as you breathe. In whatever way the global experience of body is easy to experience. It doesn't literally have to be all of it. Just as globally as is available. Maybe as if breathing is a massage that moves through this global body. And as you experience the global body, become aware also of anything that's pleasant or enjoyable that comes from doing the meditation. And it could be very mild. Sometimes in meditation there's nothing. But if there is, breathe with that. Include that in the breathing that moves through the global body. Breathe with the pleasure, the enjoyment. feeling a present moment well-being that encourages the mind to become quieter, thinking less, and more able to experience what's happening here and now in the body. Breathing with the contentment of the body, the calmness. And then as you're breathing now, on this basis of being rooted in your body, maybe feeling some well-being, also now become aware of the sensations associated with the mind, with the activities of the mind. In particular with thinking. So there might be some sensations of tension or pressure, contraction, maybe an ache, or maybe it's agitation or excitement. Or maybe the mental activities is characterized by some emotion or mood. Whatever sensations characterizes the mind, how the mind is active and involved, let it completely be that way. No need to make it any different. But let that be known as you breathe with it. Stay rooted in your breathing. And in a simple, easy way, know the sensations connected to the thinking mind. Breathing through those sensations. staying rooted in your breathing, breathing with the sensations of body and mind, being unconcerned with the details of what you're thinking or what you're feeling, any concern with the why, just for these simple minutes, breathe with the sensations, the physical sensations of thinking and feeling and emoting, as if those sensations have complete permission to be there. And you just breathe with it. Instead of thinking about or fixing anything, mindfulness of breathing is just to breathe with what's here, with a kind of intimacy, closeness, a calm, careful willingness to just breathe with what is here. Trusting that that's enough for these few minutes. Just breathing with the sensations of body, sensations of mind. And then as we come to the end of the sitting and turn our attention to the world outside of us, ourselves, one of the profound things we can do for others is to accompany them. And if we learn to accompany ourselves, just breathing with our experience, allowing our experience, whatever it might be, to be there, to unfold itself the way it wants to unfold, but just accompany it. Maybe it also teaches us how to accompany others without getting tense or activated. To be able to offer a kind, supportive presence that allows others to relax, allows others to be themselves. Allows others to be more attuned to themselves so that they can unfold, they can move to greater health. And may it be that as we end this meditation, that we dedicate the benefit and merit of this practice to accompanying others with our goodness, our calmness, our friendship. Without being too complicated or too ambitious about what we can do for others. Sometimes the best we can do is to accompany. It can be one of the great gifts. And as we learn to accompany ourselves, may we better accompany others with the wish, the aspiration, that all beings may be happy, all beings may be safe, all beings may feel respected. All beings may be peaceful. And that all beings everywhere may be free. So, before we move into the talk, I would like to make a few announcements. And first is that on Friday I said I would post, we would post the some of the things that I read last week, the simile for the jhanas, for the states of absorption, samadhi. And also I posted the little passage from the Buddha's teachings with the 16 steps of anapanasati. And the easy place to find that is at on IMC's homepage. On the homepage there's a little, in the bottom right corner, in a what's new section. And in there, there's a little line for reflections from Gill. And in there, that's where you'll find those passages. And the other is that next week, so starting from next Monday, the plan is to have for 1 week have these early morning sittings be 45 minutes, meditation be 45 minutes rather than 30 minutes. And we'll start 15 minutes early. So we'll start at whatever time your time zone is, 15 minutes before the hour in California at 6:45. And you're welcome to join at 7 if that early time doesn't work for you. You should probably tiptoe into the meditation room when you join us. And the reason for this longer sitting is I think that it would be, after all this time of sitting, some of you have been sitting for months this way with me in the morning, I feel like we're kind of deepening and going further. And to be able to sit longer is one of the ways to experience more of the benefits of this path, to kind of let it unfold more deeply in the course of the sitting. So we'll try it next week, and maybe in a few weeks we'll do it again next time I do a retreat.